Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. And today I'm joined with a special guest, Dan Smith, Executive Vice President, Exertus Almo. First off, Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I've been very inspired by what we've seen so far this year. Excited about what's yet to come.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Like, what's your sort of, like, first off, how's the last year been for you? I mean, you've obviously have a whole new role there. And I'm just kind of curious how it's been.
Well, you know, I've always enjoyed the entire sales process. I worked as an integrator for many years, worked at the manufacturers for the past couple of roles, have worked for another distributor and this distributor. I like all the roles. Distribution has that unique feel where you get to see all the deals, all the manufacturers, all the technology. So if you look for stimulus and excitement and inspiration from deals and technology, it's a great place to sit because you get to see it all. So it was a pleasure to join here because, you know, Exertus Almo tends to be pretty dominant in the AV industry. Yeah. So you get to see and feel the trends very directly in your day-to-day business. And I'll just keep rolling. You happen to mention, you know, how has the past year been? Well, as we know, if we look at the data, the last year was soft in the AV industry, right? We were down maybe 20% roughly, but Exertus Almo had done better than that, and we managed to gain market share each month. So the progression's been really good, hit record market shares in January, February, March. It was the highest direct market share we'd ever seen.
Wow.
You know, and the ownership groups or in the leadership, they're like, well, what strategy are you using? It's like, it's really not a strategy. It's pick up the phone, call the people, take care of them. It's just be there, be present, be available, and take care of business. So our strategy is quite simple. Take care of the customer.
Yeah. And so what do you feel about the rest of 2024? I mean, there's been a lot of talk about a recession. There's been a lot of talk about people not actually going back to the office. What is your feeling about the remainder of 2024?
Yeah, well, if we look backwards from 2020 on, nobody has gotten any of the forecasts right, not even remotely close, right? Yeah. So I think you and I have talked about this. What is the forecast for this year? I stopped trusting forecasts because nobody's gotten it right. The recession, I don't necessarily I think that the consumer confidence actually crossed over 100 just this past few days for the first time. So consumer confidence and consumer spending, while we're in the B2B world, consumer is 70% of our GDP, our industry, our U.S. business, our U.S. economy. So consumer confidence is extremely critical. We did see just a couple months of growth last year. But if you look at this calendar year, we've done growth January, February, March, April. And then for May, we're on target with the last couple of days to be able to show growth. So 5 months in a row of growth this calendar year is exciting for us. I think the team's getting excited. The manufacturers are getting excited. The open order status that we have, you know, the orders that we've received but not shipped is the highest it's been in a very long time.
Good.
Inventory is available. Can you believe that? Yeah. 2 years ago, we couldn't get inventory. And then last year, I think we also struggled a bit because even if the business was a little bit soft, the average selling prices were down so far that it drove the top line revenue down, right?
Yeah.
So for us to see actual revenue growth this year means that we have to have significant unit growth.
Yeah.
So we've seen unit growth, but it is not as much as the unit growth that's driven this as people have moved to higher end projectors, larger displays, more interactive digital boards, more advanced collaboration systems. So we're really moving up the technology spectrum. And what's changed a lot is that technology evolution keeps going. And I'm a technology geek. I know you are too. And I keep thinking we're about to plateau. And then every time we take a leap past where something I think happens, we're going to go. Yeah, so that's exciting. I think people like you and I and the people maybe listening to this podcast would really are enthused by what they see happening in the technology front.
Yeah, and I think LED is going to be a big part of that. I think the LED is sort of getting closer and closer to merging with all the other display technologies that it's going to have a big factor and impact on our industry. You're going to be in the West Hall in booth 1912. Great location because you're going to be around all the big display companies in that hall, booth 1912. I'm kind of curious, you know, you sit in the middle of the market and see everybody. What, when we come to your booth at Infocom, what can we expect?
Well, we have a limited size booth, but what we tried to do is pack all the newest technologies that are in there. Things you may not have seen yet, may not be aware of yet. And when we represent 150 manufacturers, it's kind of hard to consolidate all that into one booth. But we will have our teams there of the BDM people, the salespeople. By the way, the BDMs at Exertis Ammo are trained specifically on a vendor and a technology. So that's all they do all year long is train on vendors and technology. So they're great resources to figure out what's happening in the industry because that is their role, is to learn and keep up to date. So hopefully when they come, they'll be able to see some of the new technologies, new services too. The services part has grown tremendously. So
Yeah, in fact, Steph just recorded a video cast with an interview we showed on this morning's Rave TV, an interview with John Riley talking about all the services and sort of the impact of that, along with it was really about the fundraiser for Wave It, but it turned into an educational thing about all the services that you're doing and how everything has changed. It is interesting. The one last thing I want to ask you about, because I think you're a great visionary. I'm curious because services, we're sort of at that cusp of where we're able to actually start selling services as a bigger portion of our business. Most integrators, if you talk to them, services would definitely be lower than 20% of their total revenue. And in many, many cases, it'd be even less than 10%. There's a few out there that have gotten in the range of 30 to 40%. What do those that are still around the 10% range need to do differently, and what services should they focus on based on your experience?
Wow, there's probably a couple hours of podcast content just in that question. So let me talk about it, I think, at a high level. First of all, let me make a couple mentions about where distribution sits in that service model. So 5 years ago, if you would have said distribution was doing services, I would have said it's not going to work because the integrators want to walk in with their name on the polo, right? Oh, it's my company, I'm the service person. But then what happened is three significant things happened that changed the industry for service. Number one, labor shortage. We struggle, everybody struggles with getting enough labor. That's number one. Number two, what's happening is the end users keep merging and merging, which means the end users have a larger geographic footprint or a national footprint. So you can't
Good point.
fly people. You can't fly people to go do service because you just can't afford to do that. But the third thing is the technology we were talking about is exploding, and technology specialization has become so important. 5 years ago, I feel like you could almost have an AV engineer who could go take care of whatever install you're doing, right? But now the technology, if you mentioned LED, LED requires almost a, it requires, not almost, it does require a dedicated SE to understand all the different technologies, how to install all the different controllers, all the, the ways to program them. If you look at interactive digital boards, the amount of LMS, DMS, learning management software, digital management software, tools that are out there, sharing platforms, you almost need an SE that's dedicated just to IDP. Then we have people that are dedicated to DSP programming for digital signal processing. We have people that are dedicated to controller programming. So you end up having, you have, there's so much specialization, it's hard to have the right SE on staff for the right job or keep them busy all the time. So between labor shortages, geographic distribution, and technology specialization, we actually set a target for last calendar year for our year, and we almost doubled that number because there's so much demand for services right now. And then just to make sure it's clear, we never talk to the end user. We never bill the end user. It's always done through a reseller. We do not step into that relationship. It's
Yeah,
we're
you
always on the
actually,
backside as a general.
yeah, y'all actually provided some amazing services for the integrator to save them in a lot of cases, especially with the labor shortage. But then you're also providing services that they can also white label and sell themselves. So there's that opportunity as well. I agree with you. And then the other, I think another factor that you sort of alluded to but didn't specifically state is the fact that everything's being networked. So you can't just be an AV person anymore. You really have to be an IT person too. And that's hard to do, to be one person that can track all of that. So I tend to agree with you. I think that there's this great opportunity out there. And then you you talked about the LMS and but what about collaboration software? I mean, that's another option for to really grow and provide a lot more. And I think that's an area I think we'll see you guys focus in on, helping find the right companies for integrators out there to sell.
Yeah, we at our E4 roadshows, we have some collaboration software partners that come in and do classes. Mm-hmm. And the classes are, they are literally standing room only.
Yeah,
there'll be 40, 50 chairs in the classroom, and there'll be people standing around the perimeter. Yep. Just learning about one piece of software can be a two-day class, right?
Yeah.
There is so much to learn to be able to install, support, train. So, yes, services is a huge part. As technology gets more complex, the services definitely ramps up.
Yep. So there's two things that Dan mentioned that you need to do. One is go to exertusalmo.com. If you're not already an integrator for them, you should sign up with them. They have lots of different ways for you to touch points to learn about what they're doing, but also get access to these 150 plus manufacturers that they represent. But also go to e4experience.com. That's just what Dan was just talking about. That is a regional show. There's two stops in the fall, so you can learn about that at e4experience.com. And of course, definitely go by their booth hall in the West Hall, booth 1912. Dan, thank you very much. I really appreciate you doing this and appreciate the time. Gary. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for watching, everyone. All of our Infocom coverage is at raypubs.com/Infocom. Ray with Ransom.